Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in today, we've been going through the three stages of your money, starting with the getting started stage to the accumulation stage where you start really building wealth. And now you're winning. And I've got a lot of clients right now that I've been with for years. You know, I've been doing this thing for, 40 years. Can you believe that? 40 years I've been doing this. It's just hard to believe that I could be doing this 40 years. It seems like yesterday. That's it. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, 40 years I've been doing this. And one of the things I tell people early on in their careers, find something you like. Guess what? Do I sound like I like doing what I'm doing? I like doing what I'm doing. You know, I know that, you know, I've seen results. I've seen people that got started living and having nothing, and now they're, you know, living their retirement life and doing good. And so it's, I like doing it. One of the keys to becoming successful is find something you like to do and get good at it. How about that? And so today we're going to finish up. So with the withdrawal and transfer stage, let's talk about that. So what happened is you started out, you put everything in place, you didn't make the bad choices, you live below your means, you grew your income throughout your life, you saved your money, and now you're sitting there, you're saying, if you own a business, you're saying, I'm going to sell that business potentially. Or if you work for a company, you're going to say, toodaloo, I'm out of here. And it's time to, you know, go do whatever I need to do in the next stage of my life. I know my father was 60 years old and he sold his business. And you know, the crazy part about it, my mother just turned 100 years old. And they've never worried. You know, she's never worried about money. And it was a plan. It was a plan of action. So that's what you want as a plan. So let's talk about the plan for moving it to the next stage. First thing you got to do is you got to go into a whole new budget. It's called a retirement budget. All right. And that retirement budget is you're going to be looking at, you know, picking up some of your own cost of insurance. And you're going to be looking at, you know, things like, do I really want this big house? You know, want to travel? What is it I want to do? And so you go through and you really come up with that. Now, rule of thumb that I tell people is that what we want to do is we want to get a certain amount of our income in things that are guaranteed. We got Social Security. We're going to talk about when you draw that. And so what we're going to do, we're going to come up with a retirement budget. And then in that retirement budget, I'm going to give you some ideas on what I believe to be safe withdrawal numbers, all right, on what you have. So rule of thumb, and I'm just going to throw this out. Now, this is, you know, changed this a little bit. But if you have $1 million saved, that's about 50 grand a year. And if you pull 50 grand, that's 5%. Chances are, you know, if you have some of it in there with some lifetime income guarantees, you're going to do okay. We got interest rates right now that are up. That's good for savers. It's good for bonds, you know, because they're more, you know, paying a higher interest rate, that kind of thing. So you have that going. So we have our retirement budget, number one. Number two, we got tax mitigation. So what is tax mitigation? Well, tax mitigation is what should we pull money from first in order to maybe we're going to do things. I'll give you a couple of examples. I had a lady that she had a house payment, and we went in and we said, with that house payment, you are going to have to start pulling from your IRAs sooner. And when you pull from your IRAs, you're going to have to pay taxes on your Social Security. So what about if she didn't want to sell her house to downsize? What if we did a reverse mortgage and got rid of the house payment? So now there was no house payment, therefore didn't have to pull near less, pull money out of the IRA, which allowed it to defer longer, and it also kept the Social Security from getting taxed. So there's all these little different things. Or maybe it's time. Maybe you need to do some Roth conversions. There's all these different ways in order to mitigate taxes. Or maybe what we're going to do is we've got some money set aside, and we're going to start withdrawing that and deplete that account so our deferred accounts can go out in the future even more. Number three, when do we draw Social Security? All right. You know, now there's a million, there's all different ways to calculate this. So this is not a blanket statement. But my rule of thumb is this, is that, you know, if you're not working, go ahead and draw it. All right. There's no, you're not going to get penalized if you're not working. If you are working, generally speaking, we draw, I recommend in general that you get it at your full Social Security age. Now, what does that mean? That means that you could start drawing it, continue to work, and save it. That's pretty good. Generally speaking, it's you never catch up. If you take it early compared to taking it late, it's always generally, my math seems to be better. We're going to number four, which is more guaranteed investments. So what I tell people is let's back it down a little bit. We don't want to have a 2008 hit us right about time that we retire. And so we're going to back it down. How do you back it down? You might, you know, look at some annuities that have guaranteed principal or a lifetime income guarantee, stuff like that. You might, you know, just look at taking a little less in the stock market, maybe more into something else, maybe bond market, even some guarantee type things. So what we do is we meet with people, kind of take a look. You know, hey, if you're once financially independent, don't ever go the other direction and get to where you're not. And so if I were meeting with someone, I would look and say, okay, let's look at your budget. Let's look at what the best place to pull your money from to begin with is. Let's go and get Social Security started if that makes sense. We're going to look at backing off, getting some more guaranteed type investments, things that, you know, have backups to them to where you're not, you know, watching your stock market account go the opposite direction. So one of the things that happens when you're accumulating money, the best thing you can ever have happen is the market goes down. Because then what happens when the market goes down, you're buying at a discount. Now, if you're pulling money, and you have all your money down and you're having to sell more shares in order to get your income, that's not good. So what we want to do is get you in a position to where you never sell low. So the idea is you buy low, sell high, not sell high or sell low and buy high. So what we want to do is have some things that if the market goes the wrong direction, it's okay. You pull from the place that it didn't get hurt. And if the market goes the right direction, then you can pull and you can actually do it that way. We're going to manage the withdrawals. I always tell people on withdrawals, it's kind of like if you have a job and that job, they give you a bonus. You may upgrade your lifestyle a little bit. You know, if we have great markets and you're moving forward and you want to spend a little extra, there you go. Enjoy yourself. You deserve it. But if the market gets pulled back and you might want to decide to slow it down a tad. And so we meet with people as an advisor. That's why we meet with people. We have, you know, regular meetings that say, hey, you know, the market's changed. Let's make some decisions. So we're going to manage withdrawals, number five. And number six, we're going to make sure that our estates is in order. Our affairs are in order. And I'm not a lawyer, but I know a lot of things about it. I've met with a lot of people, and I've seen things handled really good, and I've seen things that were handled really poorly. And so what is a basic estate plan? A basic estate plan might be a living trust. You can get with an attorney, and we have referrals for those people. You would have financial power of attorneys. What that means is that you don't want to put your daughter or your son on the bank account. You want to have a financial power of attorney. Otherwise, you subject yourself to risk, risk of maybe one of your kids gets divorced or is an accident, and half that money, because her name is on it, could be attached. And so you want to get a financial power of attorney. You want to have a healthcare power of attorney. Somebody can make decisions. You have sometimes they call it healthcare directives or living wills, and that says, okay, I'm you know, past the point of no return. Here's what I would like my family to do and make a decision so you don't leave it on them. So you've got all these different things that come about. You may have a special needs kid that you want to make sure that the kid's taken care of, but he's not really or she's not really capable of taking care of themselves. So we're doing all these things, but really what we're doing is it's just part of the big plan. You want to make sure that the money goes easily to the next generation. You don't want your kids fighting over it. You don't want your kids blowing your money. You imagine working your whole life. There's things called spendthrift clauses where you can say, okay, my kids will get this much and they don't get any more for X number of years. You can do all these different things, and it's really not that expensive, but the key to it is that you need to do it. And so what we do is mostly in the withdrawal and transfer of wealth stage, the mindset is become more conservative, a little more on the defense. We don't want to work our whole life and then have something happen bad, all right, and then that, you know, black swan hits us and then suddenly we're in trouble. And so if you have high net worth, you have estate taxes you want to consider, there's ways to get around that. And so what I try to do with people is give them a plan. You know, step number one, I mean, we have a plan, and it's just like anything else. You go to the doctor, the first thing the doctor should do is say, what's up? Give me some ideas. What's going on with you? How you been? If you're sick, what's hurting? And then what they do is they gather data. And then once they gather data, they can turn right around and they can give solid recommendations based on past history of the way things perform and the way things operate and things like that. If you're a business owner, you know, you want to take advantage of all those kind of things. All right. We have a coaching class that we do on Zoom, and you can visit roymatlockjr.com where we coach business owners on how to navigate. I know I've got family members that own business and they want to know how to navigate to the next stage. And so what I would be thinking about when I'm in that withdrawal stage, here it is: retirement budget, tax mitigation, when to draw Social Security, more defensive, more guaranteed investments. We're going to look and manage our withdrawals, and we're going to make sure our estate plan is in order. And when you do all those kind of things, you won. You had a great life. You live it out. You enjoy all the hard work that you put aside in order to be where you're at, to where you can be safe and secure and not worrying about the one thing most people worry about, which is money. And so I hope you enjoyed the show today. You can visit roymatlockjr.com or get with one of our advisors, and they'll help you get on track to win the money game. Thanks for listening.